At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Yes, and we are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. As always, I'm here with my brother and my co-host, Jake Bushnow.
Good day.
And today, we have someone here, very special guest, from my brother's world. So I'm going to let Jake introduce him today.
All right. Yes, we do. We have a special guest today from the world of barbering. I am a barber. I haven't really talked about it on the show much, but that's what I do. I cut hair. And I brought in a guy who is extremely good at cutting hair. He's kind of coming up in the barber industry. He's got a brand new shop. Well, what are you guys, about a year old?
Two and a half.
Oh, geez. Two and a half years old. barbershop in Riverside, California called Electric Barbershop. Today we have on the show Mr. Ron Talley.
What up? What up? Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for coming down. Rode his awesome bike down from Riverside to do this with us.
Yeah, it's the first time our guest showed up and the camera guy's out there just taking pictures of his bike while the guest is inside.
We'll throw up a picture of that bike so you can see it.
Oh, it's already up there.
It's up there.
It's trending. Trending online. You got to go to Electric Barbershop in Riverside to see it in person.
Mm-hmm. It's usually in the shop or right in front of the window.
Yeah. I noticed that. You wheel it right into the shop.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. You can see the double doors. They open up and I'll just ride right in. It's nice. Yeah.
And so that's your shop. Cool. We got a picture for those who are listening that we put up. You can go view it on our YouTube page, of course. All the episodes are on YouTube as well. And that's you. And so you're a co-owner of Electric Barbershop, right? Is that your partner?
Yep. That's Roman Ubanez. I've known him for over 20 years. Yeah. He's a good friend of mine.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you guys cut hair together before you opened Electric Barbershop?
Yeah. When I was working in Pomona at Stagold Barbershop, he was a shop hand. And then shortly after that, I moved out to Orange County and started working in Santa Ana at El Catrin and got him a job there. So he was barbering there for a little while. And then I got a wild hair up my ass. I went to Tennessee, came back. And then I was in Whittier for a little bit, mm-hmm. right? And then stumbled across the barbershop and it just kind of went from there, man. So.
Yeah, that's right. He mentioned that he was in Whittier. So I work at a barbershop in Long Beach called American Vintage Barbershop. Shout out American Vintage. And Ron worked at our Whittier location for a while. And I never met him when he worked there because I actually was working at a salon too. I was kind of in and out of my barbershop. By the time I came back full time at American Vintage, you had opened Electric.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Ron just randomly at like a barber party. There was a book coming out called Barbershops Across America, I think volume 2. And I went to the party so I could buy the book, and I met Ron and talked to him for a little bit. And isn't it weird? Barbering culture is just like back.
For sure. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. The fact that there's a book, you know, yeah. Shout out to Rob Hammer, is super talented. That guy, I mean, he's a photographer, but he knows more barbers than most barbers. It's kind of insane, but it's just kind of blown up. There's all sorts of new products, new tools, new everything. There's backpacks and shit, you know, you can put your tools in. There's like, they're coming out with everything. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty. I mean, I haven't been to a barber in fucking 20 years.
You can see that.
But it is crazy. You know, my brother's into it. A lot of my, you know, like good close friends, they've got like their spot they go to and their guy or their mm-hmm. girl. And, you know, you go and they, you know, get a beer and you hang out or whatever. And it is pretty cool to just see like it's coming back around. You know, it's like everything kind of comes back around full circle eventually. I feel like barbers now. That's
absolutely
the thing.
Figure eight and yep. everything. Yep.
Yeah. That's cool.
I was always told with barbering, this like the story that I got was that, you know, obviously everybody went to barbershops in early America, you know, or mm-hmm. I don't know where barbershops originated. Is that an American thing? I mean,
barbering's been around.
Since the beginning of time,
dude.
Right?
Like, yeah,
took a rock and cut someone's hair outside the cave.
Well, even in even in our books and stuff that we have in barber school, they talk about ancient Egypt and everything. Like, it's been a trade that's been around forever. We're just touching men for money, man.
Yeah, I mean, like prostitution, it is the oldest profession.
You know what I'm saying?
Equally as honorable.
You know?
But
very important trades.
What I heard was that, you know, all men went to barbers in like the early, you know, whatever, 1915. And you don't see pictures of men in salons back then. It was all barbershop, barbershop, barbershop. And then I was always told that when the Beatles came over with the long, shaggy hair and the bangs, that's when men started wanting that type of hair, like different styles of long hair. And they started going away from barbershops to salons. And the barbershop kind of died out. You know, when I was a kid, a barber was just the old man on the corner charging $8 maybe or.
Yeah.
But now it's like it's almost like tattoo culture or coffee shop culture. It is not going anywhere now.
I think it's
a staple.
It's pretty crazy. There's been, you know, a few things that have kind of slowed it down, like the safety razor. When the safety razor came out, then all of a sudden you didn't have to use a straight razor anymore. So guys were mostly going to the shop. Like, yeah, haircuts and stuff for sure, but shaves. You have to get shaved up.
That's true.
Yeah, dude. Well, because if you ever tried to shave with the straight razor, it sucks.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, everything's in the way, the handle, your hand, you got to stretch your skin, all that stuff. So when the safety razor came out, it's like all of a sudden, you don't have to go to the barbershop every day. You can just shave at home. You know, you're straight. And then, yeah, the whole Beatles and stuff, fashion, music, everything comes into play. So a lot of these old jaded barbers and stuff, they either went back to school. We got like Fidel Sassoon and stuff like that, you know, getting trained to do beautiful long hair. You know what I mean?
Like Daddy.
You know what I'm saying? Tried to hang in there and kept doing flat tops and pompadours and whatever, you know, flat top boogies, all that stuff, crew cuts and everything, right? Try to hang in there and survive as well as they possibly could. And that's
true.
Yeah, man. It just, the Beatles kind of fuck shit up for the barbers, you know?
They were amazing for us musically, but they really fucked up the barber industry. You know? But you know what? It's obviously a good thing because it went away and barbering had to reinvent itself.
Absolutely.
And people had to long for that sort of thing again. Like guys wanted a spot to go and just be dudes again. And barbershops aren't even at all exclusively for guys anymore. I mean, we cut up so many women at our barbershop and I love that, you know, even girls with long hair, they'll lift up the ponytail and like shave that bottom part and get a lotus design, whatever. I can't do that shit.
Yeah.
Can you do designs? Cool. I'm not a design guy.
I don't really do designs, man. Like I never had enough practice doing it. The most I'll do is like a little line or a couple little lines or something like that. But as far as like intricate designs, like, nah, man, you're not coming to your boy for a portrait on the back of the head or anything.
You're going to stick the joint in the Bob Marley face you cut out.
Have you seen that video? No, dude, it's insane. There's some guys that like, the other day I was talking to a client about it and I showed him the fucking Last Supper on the back of someone's head.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What do you charge, I wonder, for
that's
something?
Crazy. A lot.
Yeah, like a hundreds. Because that's like a whole day.
For sure. And then what? It's gone in a few days?
Yeah.
You're back to square one.
It's gone. But that's
think
like,
of that. Yeah, it's just going to grow and then you can't see it.
Yeah.
That's one of those things like I'm shooting a music video tonight.
Yeah, I'm flexing on everybody.
Tonight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tonight's my birthday. Tonight I shall have I'm Obama going to the club. Yeah. To the club.
I'm going to the club. I got to get my hair cut. Yes.
John Wayne on the side of my dome.
Exactly.
Well, I think the cool thing about, you know, the whole barbershop life now too, you know, was watching my brother and everything is you kind of got to like make a reputation for yourself. You got to you got to go out and advertise and like get clients and then you have to, you know, be putting out quality work and keep them and word of mouth and all that. And it's pretty cool because it's kind of like up to you, you know?
For sure.
Like how hard do you want to go after it? How much like pride do you take in cutting hair, you know?
Yeah. How much money do you want to make? Yep. How many clients do you want? Yeah. It's all longevity, bro. Yep. Like, yeah, you have to put out quality work and just talk to your clients too. I've met plenty of guys that just sit there and zone out. I've seen videos of guys putting headphones on, you know, and it's like, it's fucking insane. That's why there's no TVs in electric. Cause like we're trying to, I guess you're looking at screens and stuff enough throughout the day, right? You can take like 45 minutes to chill out and have a conversation with me and everybody else.
Yeah.
But because of that, I think that's what makes it kind of different for us. People are always talking about the vibe and everything coming in because there's all walks of life. You never know who's going to come through the door and that can affect you in the long run. You know what I mean? Like
totally.
You could You can make a friend out of one of these guys, or it could help you out. Like we cut up this attorney. He's helped me with a lot of paperwork going through my divorce. That comes through clutch.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? You like, never know.
You would have been online just searching for an attorney. If
spending all sorts of money and stuff. But
we talk about that all the time on here. Just like, he's got to be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. And like, I think that's part of the experience for people that are going into, you know, a cool barbershop like yours. They want to go have a like conversation.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe have a beer or something while you're getting your hair cut. And like, that's the whole point of it. You know, kind of get out of your daily routine for a sec and just chill and have a nice conversation.
Yeah, you forget everything for that 45 minutes. There's some guys that literally come in and they're like, dude, this is my break. Like, this is my break from everything.
I gotta go into a barbershop.
You gotta do it.
Get your beard lined up or something, dude.
Get a line up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is true. I get so many people that come into our barbershop that, you know, sometimes we talk so much shit in our barbershop. Yeah. It's so fun. Yeah. Every barbershop does, you know? And a lot of customers come in and just laugh. They're like, I come here just to hear people talking about whatever they want. No one's stressed. There's no rules.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I'll notice too is people don't even pull out their cell phones.
No.
They're just sitting there getting the haircut. Cell phone not doesn't come out for 45 minutes. That's almost impossible these days.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Unless they want to post up something that's funny that's going down. You know, if someone takes their pants off or some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta film that.
Then you gotta film
that's
that, right?
That's law. That's barbershop law.
Snacky doing something stupid or whatever.
Snacky's one of the barbers at my shop. Snacky's featured on my story quite a bit. Yeah, that's must be nice with the palm tree. If for anyone that follows us on Instagram, you can't miss him.
It seems like you guys have a good time there.
Dude, I tell the guys all the time, like, you know, I even said this past week at my shop. Somehow it came up and I was like, this is my favorite job I've ever had. And everyone's like, really? I'm like, yeah, I've never had a tough job. Like, I've worked at surf shops and I've done actually one of the greatest jobs was tour managing with you guys. Very similar to the barbershop.
Yeah.
Talking shit on the bus. And they're like, this is your favorite job ever? And I go, yeah, dude. All I do is come to work and talk shit all day, laugh all day long, you know? And you get to feel like a nice little sense of accomplishment after every single haircut. When you finish a haircut and you show someone the end result and they're like, yeah, it looks great, and you comb it up nice, that's a great feeling. You just accomplish something and you get to feel that like however many times a day of how many haircuts you do.
For sure.
I fucking love that feeling of turning them around and you're like, all right, thank you, boom. Next, let's feel good again. You know,
fuck yeah,
that's awesome. Well, yeah, and it seems like, you know, because you enjoy it, because you take pride in it,
big time.
And that being said, today's topic,
segue captain.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
that's my surf sound. Today's topic is pride, because I think, you know, as we were just talking about, you know, in the line of work as, say, a barber, you know, you got to really take pride in what you're doing and you got to go out there and try and grow. You got to, you know, be putting out quality haircuts and taking pride in what you're doing so that, you know, your word of mouth spreads. And that's kind of how you guys build your reputation. So, you know, and it seems like you've become pretty successful barber not too long. You say 9 years?
Yeah. Yeah. It will be 9 years this year in October.
I mean, that's a long time, but I mean, it seems like, you know, you've been plugging away at it pretty hard and just, you know, putting a lot into it, opening up your own shop, making a lot of relationships. And that's, you know, all just taking pride in what you do, you know? So I would imagine that you probably take a lot of pride in each haircut.
Absolutely, man. Well, it's a walking billboard. That's your rep. That's totally your reputation when they walk out the door. I don't want to do something terrible. I don't want to put out a massacre. And then they're like, oh yeah, I got cut up by this guy. Don't go there.
Yeah, that's true. So when someone walks out of your barbershop, and everyone who looks at that person, they're going, all right, there's the haircut that comes out of that shop. And we'll put some haircuts up right now. Some of the ones from your shop, I took a few off the Instagram. You could tell just ridiculously clean. I mean, obviously, you take a lot of pride. Everything, you know.
That looks great.
And that's one thing about Ron that everyone knows. That's why I asked you to come in. You know, it's just like your work's exceptional. Your barbershop looks great. Like, you know, you're just... You're someone to look up to in the barber industry and you take pride in your work. And, you know, we're all about people that love what they do coming on this show. That's why I asked you to come in.
I appreciate it. The opportunity is really, really cool. And like I said before, I never thought I'd be doing this. There's a lot of things I never thought I'd be doing just from cutting hair. It's pretty insane. Like where we've come from, you know, my grandmother was a barber in the 60s. Like,
oh, well, really? That's cool.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's nothing like this that was going on, but she was just very important person, you know, hooking up people. Like, she specialized in toupees. So, like, people would come from out of state and stuff to come see her. She would, you know, measure everything out, custom fit it to you. I mean, if you can take away someone from being bald, man, you make some money doing that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. She's a very important lady, and yeah, she made it happen for quite some time.
What led you to become a barber?
It was, I guess it's not like a super fancy story or anything like that, but I'd been working since I was like 14 years old. I've done all sorts of stuff. Like, my first job was building cabinets, like for schools and hospitals and stuff like that. Nice. Getting paid underneath the table, you know, this crazy German guy. Yeah. His name was Frank.
Shout out Frank.
Yeah, he pronounced
German guy.
He pronounced my name and Juan's name the same, so he'd be all, Juan. No, not you, Juan. But yeah, did that. I've retail, fabricate custom motorcycles, all sorts of stuff, man. I mean, Bass Pro Shops. I worked at the fishing and fly fishing department. I did that. I've done all sorts of stuff. But coming up to barbering, I was sheet metal, just doing AC duct, you know what I mean? And then I got laid off. Didn't know what to do. I was already starting to get kind of heavily tattooed, so I knew my options were a little limited.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was going to a barbershop once a week to go see Dylan Johnson. You know Dylan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was going to see him once a week. And sometimes not even getting a haircut, just hanging out, you know, because he worked at a shop that they had beer. There, during the summer, there was car shows on the street, like a street fair.
Oh, that's cool.
There was a, what else? There was, I think, a moose lodge behind it. So, you know, we'd go there and get dollar beers and stuff and hang out. It was just a cool vibe. And all these guys just, it just literally looked like friends hanging out all day, bullshitting with each other, having a good time. And I was like, that's not a 9-to-5, man. What's up? You know, like,
I want to be a part of this.
Exactly. It just seemed chill. I had never cut hair before. I didn't know what I was doing. So I talked to Dylan. He gave me some real basic information and just told me, like, go to barber school, figure out which one you want to go to, go to orientation and all that stuff. If it's something you think you can get through, do it. But whatever you do, don't drop out, because a lot of people do. And yeah, the first day I got into barber school, I wanted to drop out. Yeah, it was, my teacher was a cosmetologist. She had us doing like long haircuts on doll heads, and whatever I did, I just couldn't get it right.
Oh, man.
But my old man let me borrow some money to get into barber school. I wasn't even, I didn't even have a place to stay at the time. Like the first couple months of barbering at barber school, I was in and out of hotels, and then I would go to my uncle's cabin in Crestline. But school was out here. It was in Orange. So I couldn't stay in Crestline and commute.
No.
So I'd stay at like local just beat up hotels, you know, for super cheap. And then finally I found like a little duplex a couple months later in Corona. It was like $600 a month. I wish I could.
Yeah, I don't want to be back there.
You know what I mean?
That's not a thing anymore.
No, it's not.
You can't live in a dumpster for $600 a month.
No,
anymore.
Dude, it's not, you know, especially with kids and all sorts of stuff. That was like almost 10 years ago. You know, it was a long time ago. So, yeah. Yeah, man, I got a place and just stuck with it. And then I would go see Dylan once a month to get a haircut and just hang out, watch him, pick his brain. Because I didn't know what I was doing. He taught me all sorts of stuff that I wasn't learning at school. They taught me very important stuff, like, you know, how to pass your test, because that's the first step. Pass your state board.
Yep.
So that was cool. But as far as cutting hair, everything was outside of school.
That's this, yeah. Like such a similar experience to myself and so many barbers I talked to. Like I was a musician. I was on the road tour managing their band, the Dirty Heads. And then my band was on tour for a few years. And I'm realizing that the music thing isn't going to be where I end up, you know? So I'm like, I got to get something else. And kind of where I'm leading this to is I knew that I needed a skill. Because like you said, you're getting all tattooed up and you're like, my options are getting less and there's nothing wrong with working at Whole. But you're like, I'm working at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or I'm construction. Like, yeah, at a certain point. And I was just like, I want a skill. And barbering is a skill. So a quick thing to anyone who's listening that feels lost, or maybe college isn't for you, but you don't know what you're going to do and you don't want to work at a store or like some random 9-to-5. Get a skill. Barbering. Massage, you know, like anything, mechanic, electrician, go to a skill-based college. Barber school took me 10 months. Is that how long it took you?
It was roughly, yeah,
it's 1,500 hours. Right. And you can find cheap schools in your area. And it was a way out for me. It sounds like a way out for you. Like I knew that what was left for me was just working for someone else for the rest of my life, unless I can get a skill. And so barbering was the same skill I chose for the same reason as you. I went to a friend's barbershop, happened to be American Vintage, watched him cut hair for 2 days, saw that it was really just shit talking and having fun and making money, a lot like being on the road with bands.
It sounds very, very similar.
You're just sitting in a bus talking shit.
Makes
and then,
the day go by faster.
And then you work at the end of the night. You get on stage and play. I mean, it's the greatest thing ever. Barbering's not far off, you know? And I'm proud to say I'm a barber.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are. And
absolutely.
Anyone who gets a skill, if you're, you know, like I said, masseuse, chef, anything, you're proud to go, yeah, I'm a massage therapist. I'm a chef. I'm, you know, just get a skill. And then you're free from the 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. Once you have a skill, you can choose when and where you want to work.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong working a desk job or whatever. You know what I mean? It just wasn't right for me.
Yeah, it wasn't right for me either.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know, take and like you said, you know, find a skill, but like think about like what would I actually really enjoy doing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like what would I actually take pride in? You know, mm-hmm. And then that's the road you got to go down because that's really what you're going to put everything into. If you're going to a job every day just for a paycheck, hey, that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But you're not going to put much pride into that or whatever. It's just going to be, you know, going through the motions. So if you can find a field of something that you're like passionate about and something you could really just like enjoy doing, oh man, there is just nothing
better. You got it made.
There's nothing better.
Mm-hmm.
There's always say, like, oh, you don't work. Then you won't work a day in your life, they say.
Totally. There's always the dream of being a musician or a professional athlete, and you know that is obviously the best thing ever. But there's like other ways to almost live that same type of prideful life. We're not going to be rich as barbers. You don't become a barber to go, I'm going to be a millionaire barber. You just go, I want something that I'm proud of,
mm-hmm.
that I can put pride into, and that's what I get out of barbering every day.
Absolutely, yeah. If you want to take it to that next level, you literally have to take it to the next level. With either opening up a bunch of businesses or
starting
something,
company,
yeah, some,
which you
something
can.
Else, yeah.
Yeah.
Those options are there, but it's just
happens.
That's cool
for sure.
So yeah, you know, just find something you love, take pride in it. For instance, I bet you take pride in your haircut, and when you're done giving a haircut and you look at it and the guy's happy, what's it do, Jake?
I'm gonna guess that it makes
you feel
good.
Yeah.
Surf sound.
Surf sound.
So on this pod.
Mega surf sound.
Oh, yeah. On the subject of feeling good, we have some sponsors, and these are things that make us feel good. And we always start out with something that makes us feel very good. Whiskey. Proper 12 whiskey at that. It is so good. I swear. We've been drinking it pretty much every single day now for the last month and a half.
Yep.
And it gets better every time.
I'll pour it.
Get yourself
though.
A bottle of Proper
Not
12.
You, you're driving.
Yeah, I'm good.
Get a bottle of Proper 12. Get some friends. Get some shot glasses. Take a shot and take a picture, and then you tag us and Proper 12 in it, and I'm going to send you something, and it's going to be a surprise, and you might like it, or you might
Someone
not.
Someone online did it. Did you see?
I did.
You did. Yes.
So two people. We've already had two people do it. We are blowing up over here.
Duddy requested a small shot because he hasn't slept in 2 days. Stuck in an airport having a nightmare session.
Like an 18-hour travel day to make it here, but we did not want to miss this. So we're here.
Cheers.
Thanks.
With cheers. Your water.
Yeah. Cheers, there we go, bro. Ron. Appreciate it, guys. Oh, yeah.
And also we have Sticky Vapes, another product that I love and I use daily. And we even made our own with the Dirty Heads and Sticky Vape. These are great. I have one in my pocket at all times because you know what? You can't be rolling around with just fucking big old bong in your pocket, but you can roll around with one of these, and it is delicious, and it makes you feel good. Great company, great people, Sticky Vape. Check it out. And also, Koi CBD. This is a product I love. Do you mess with CBD at all?
Just a little bit, like the cigarettes I was telling you about, half and halfers, stuff like that. But I definitely need to get some more CBD.
Yeah, I'll send
products,
you home
man.
With some stuff. But
I appreciate it.
This
brother.
Is great. This dropper, I love these drops. I take it every morning. It, you know, can help you with pain and inflammation. And it really just kind of relaxes me a little bit without making me tired, but just kind of gives me like a nice calm feeling. Koi CBD. Go to koicbd.com and you put in code DUDDYB at checkout. And you're going to get 20% off.
Nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Try some of this. You won't get high. That's another thing.
For sure.
Go ahead and take a dropper if you want. You're not going to get high from this thing. I think that's a misconception people have of CBD. If they haven't tried it, they think, oh, it's pot. I'm going to get high. No, you're not. But you are going to feel a lot better. Koi CBD. Check it out. And
it doesn't taste bad either.
No, it tastes good.
Good.
On it. And that's with two N's, O-N-N-I-T. This is a great product. This melatonin, we don't get off stage every night till like, you know, 11, midnight. And a lot of times we have show the next day and it's hard to get to sleep. And I do a couple sprays of this instant melatonin and you sleep like a baby. It is great. And they also had, where is this somewhere over here? Oh, it's over there. This powder. Oh, we'll do that next. Okay. This powder is great. It's this alpha brain. It's great for memory and focus. You just dump it into some water and it tastes delicious like peach and it's great. I use it every morning when I also take my Total Human On It pills. So onnit.com. Go check it out. On It. Great product.
You're only part human until you start taking those pills.
Yeah, that's right. What else, Jake? What are you holding?
Didn't you want to say something about these or did you already?
Sure. Tradecraft. Blunts. It's another product with a sister company to Sticky Vape, and I'm actually going to light one of these up right now. These like little tins, and they come with these all-natural hemp paper wraps.
Oh,
it is. I'm trying to light it with the Koi CBD.
Look at Daddy flying through these. Whew. Keep it going, dude.
Well, I think we're done. Why don't you do that?
We got a new one on the table, though. Uppercut Deluxe. Check that out. This is pomade. That's right. We're barbers. We have a barber on the show, Ron Talley, who's also... What would you call it? An ambassador for Uppercut
Deluxe.
I'm
an Uppercut ambassador.
Say something about Uppercut. Tell the people why it's so dope.
I mean, as far,
I'm going to show you the three different kinds.
As far as pomade goes, I don't use anything else. It's my favorite product. As far as like the quality, the hold, the smell, everything, it's all really good stuff. The red can is the deluxe. It was formulated by two barbers in Australia. One, as soon as it became like a business, he just kind of got out. He's all, buy me out. I'm done. I'm going to open up a barbershop / cafe. And the part of Australia has like the best surf. So
is that
just,
Sip Sops?
No, it's not Sip Sops. I keep asking which one it is.
Which barbershop? There's a shop in Australia.
Sip Sops, yeah.
Captain Sip Sops.
Yeah, that thing looks dope. Yeah, it looks dope. But yeah, he got out and, you know, and then Steve and his wife Kira just started going with it. And it just blew up into the company that it is now. It's been a little over 10 years that they've been going at it, man. I mean, it got introduced to the States, I think, 2012 or so. But, yeah, man, it's a good company. They support me. They support all the ambassadors. There's a lot of people that say, you know, like, we're family. It actually feels that way with these guys. And whenever I have anything personal going on, you know, my kid went through surgery. They were there. One of my guys went down on his motorcycle and broke both of his ankles. They were there. They're like,
one of the barbers at your shop. Yeah, Uppercut, it's killer. They are an Australian company. Mm-hmm. They came over here and they have ambassadors that are barbers like you. But you're also, it's a lifestyle thing. As barbering has become, Uppercut is a lifestyle thing. They have like surfers, you know, that they endorse. They have barbers that they endorse, and they kind of have that like retro throwback feel of like, we're riding motorcycles through the country, or we're surfing single fins and retro shaped boards. And that's why I gravitated towards Uppercut. Not to mention, it is almost everyone's favorite pomade.
It's amazing.
Everyone agrees Uppercut is insane. It smells great, and it's a company everyone's into. From the marketing all the way to the product and how
it
works. Absolutely. And that's kind of, I'm glad we're talking about it because it's gonna lead us right into our next, section, which is you are an ambassador for Uppercut Deluxe and you actually got to go travel for them, right? You got to go down to Chile.
Yeah, I've been to Santiago, Chile.
We got some pictures of
Chile.
That. We're gonna pop up on the YouTube, so go check it. But so tell us about Chile. What's up with that? What went down?
That was amazing. Part of being an ambassador, they'll send you out to do classes or just talk about the company. I've been to Connecticut, I've been to New York, I've been to Canada a couple of times, and then Santiago, Chile. That was insane. Yeah, I went when my rep hit me with that one, he's all, "You ready to go to South America or what?" I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
like you're all, I'm cutting hair.
Exactly,
like, it's
dude.
So insane. Like you just got into this to cut hair, and now you're in Chile representing an amazing.
And what was that exactly that you're doing there? Is it like a convention of some sort?
No, it was a class, dude. So like I was down there for 4 days, right? So 2 days as just, you know, tourist. That we have a distributor down there. His name's Felipe. He's a really good dude. But 2 days we were cruising around, you know, different cities and stuff, beach towns and everything. He's showing us everything. You know, it's surrounded by the Andes Mountains. There's all sorts of stuff that I had no idea. I was just an ignorant American, man. I knew nothing about Chile. I didn't even, you know, I didn't know they spoke Spanish. I didn't know what was going on down there. And so I got there, you know, and we would... 2 days we cruised around, and then the next 2 days we literally went just to barbershops all day long until about 10 o'clock at night. Then we did the classes. They do everything kind of late, it seems like. They party pretty hard.
Wow. 10 o'clock at night, the class would start.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you would go to the shops and just visit? Yeah. Yeah. You're just visiting shops all day.
Yeah. So we were cruising around. They were, you know, they were bringing these two Americans around and talking about product and stuff like that. And seeing all the shops, and to be honest, a lot of the shops that I went to were a lot nicer than the shops that I've been to in the States. It was pretty insane.
The pictures we're seeing, I mean, everything looks extremely clean and stylish. That one shop with the picture before this had like bricks and
This one in particular is actually in Claremont. That's Dylan's shop.
Oh,
that black and white photo with the brick wall and stuff. That's Chop and Rock. Yeah, that's Chop and Rock in Santiago.
I mean, it's only a small chunk of the shop, but that looks really cool.
Oh, dude, it's super cool. It's up on the second floor. They had that was the other shop. That's Blackbird. It's pretty insane. Like they had everything that you needed, you know, everything to disinfect. They were all really clean. Everything. Yeah, it was dope. I was blown away. And then everybody were just super nice, man. Every shop that we went to was sponsored by an alcohol company. So it was, you know, kind of like what you got going on here with the whiskey.
Yeah.
I think it was Chop and Rock was sponsored by Jameson.
Oh, nice.
So it was like they had an endless supply of fucking Jameson. So we took shots there. That's and then the smart. Next one was sponsored by Jaeger.
That's something we should potentially get. There's so many barbershops in America.
It's hard though, man. Tough. Like we were sponsored by Pabst for about like 6 months, and then it just kind of fell off.
Did that mean like you just got a discount on?
No, they just sent us free product.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we would get like 6 or 7 cases of beer at a time. It was dope.
Pretty much most of the barbershops, you know, give out beer.
Yeah.
Nowadays, but wow, what a nice thing.
It helped. Yeah.
You guys have like a little bar.
Mm-hmm.
We do. At our barbershop, there's like almost a kegerator and stuff, but we do not fill the kegerator.
Yeah,
we just have Tecate on demand.
It gets expensive, bro.
It gets expensive. That's another part about it. You know?
Yeah. But when we did full kegs, it was like maybe a week and a half. It was out. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
You got to get it cleaned and the whole deal. Another thing is who wants to hold an open ass cup getting the haircut?
Right. Exactly.
You know, you got to cover the can as it is. But
so I know with like bartenders and stuff, they have just like their pet peeves with customers. Without like shitting on any of your guys' customers, is there just something that you're just like, don't do this if you go into a barbershop? Don't do this guy.
There's plenty. Yeah, there's a whole list. It goes
a
on.
A myriad of things.
Yeah, for sure.
Here's one of my favorite ones. Someone rolls up to the barber chair and they're like coughing in their hand and something. They're like, yo, what's up, dog? And they're like, man, dude, I'm just super sick right now, dude. And then, like, give you a high and sit in the chair.
Like,
and you're like,
thanks.
Thanks for bringing it on in.
Dude. Thanks for rolling in the shop sick as hell, high-fiving everyone, and then announcing that you're sick as shit.
Or bringing their kid that's been sick. Like, oh, yeah, he didn't go to school today. He's about to die, but he's sitting in your chair now. We're good, right?
Yeah, so I figured I'd book him a haircut while he's, you know, throwing up projectile style. No, that's insane. But that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's... I mean, we do appointments at our shop now, and that's another thing that's changed about barber culture. You know, back in the day, it was just,
walk on in.
300 people come in and just sit with a line around the block, and we'll get to you in 4 hours. It's appointment-based now, and you get a lot of super late or no-showies.
That's fun.
Yeah, the no-call, no-shows, that hurts for sure. Because if you're not cutting hair, you're not making money.
You're just standing there.
Yeah, and it's... Especially like on the weekends, man, when we have to like turn people away, like, hey, sorry, man, we're completely booked. Like, I'll do whatever I can, like, you know, put them on the waiting list or, you know, call the next ones to see if they're going to make it in or whatever I possibly can. So then I do all that, right? Still can't get them in. And then the next fucking guy doesn't show.
Oh,
it sucks.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, there's no show. It's a waste of time. No showing your barbers out there. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you don't know how bad it hurts.
Just send them a text message or something.
Text message. And that's the thing too. Like, honesty's the key. And just like, we're never going to hate on you if you call and go, dude, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I effed up, dude. I'm not going to be able to make it this time. I'm so sorry. And then you go, all right, no big deal. But it's a no call, no show.
It stings.
It stings. It's a hurter. I'm pretty brutal. If I get like two in a row from the same number, I will give a call. And I'll be like, I'm going to need you to hook me up before we can book another one. You know, mm-hmm. But with respect, I always do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, shit happens.
Dude. Yeah, it is what it is.
But just respect your barbers out there, guys. Respect, if we're not cutting, we're not making money.
Exactly. And we don't have, you know. Most of us, some shops provide, you know, stuff like benefits and everything, but yeah, we don't have any benefits or anything.
No, we are 1099 workers, and look, we chose this life. So yeah, absolutely. We're not bitching and complaining. We love what we do, but yeah, you know, there's no one to save us if no one shows up. It's just we're going home broke that day.
Yeah. Well, just like how we were talking earlier, you know, you're going on tour with your brother and stuff. You still got to pay your booth rent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's another thing that people just don't understand.
Yeah, I'm going on tour all summer with Duddy because we're going to be doing these podcasts all across the nation. So I'm going on tour with the Dirty Heads. And by the way, I will be bringing, I am going to be cutting hair and I am going to be bringing a bunch of uppercut, you know, stuff with me. So I'll be hooking people up with that. But yeah, I got to pay my chair rent even though I'm gone because that's just respect to the owner of my shop. If Absolutely. They're going to save my chair for me, I owe them that much. I mean, that's the life I chose and... That's the life
shout
of a
barber. Shout out to Annie.
Yeah, shout out to Annie Gomez. And shout out to American Vintage Barbershop, absolutely. Whittier and Long Beach, man. It's been my home. I've cut hair there the entire time I've been a barber, and it's everything to me. That's the only spot. I love that spot. I love every barber there. I laugh every day.
What should do?
What should we do?
We should run a couple contests where some fans could come and get a haircut from you on the road.
Oh, dude.
This summer.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll have a couple winners, and then they just come out. They get to come out to the show a little early, and you give them a fucking haircut.
Done deal. We will put it together, a contest. Yes, that's a thing. Let's put that out there.
Let's do that.
I'm going to have all my stuff.
Where are you going to be cutting hair, Jake?
Where, like during the summer?
Yeah.
Where?
Just wherever.
At the venues.
Just wherever. It's going to have to be at the venues.
Yeah.
That's, so I'll
you have to, like a designated spot or anything? Or
no, I mean, I don't even have a barber chair. So I'll have to bring a stool that makes sense, which I actually have one at my house that's like the right height. I'll just bring that. And then I guess, I don't know. I mean, shit, I'll set it up outside. If there's a beautiful setting and no wind, I'll set it up backstage. We'll work it out, but I will give.
We will make it happen.
And I'll hook up a can of uppercut pomade, too, to Sick. Whoever wins the contest. I'll give you a haircut, style your hair, and you get some pomade.
Nice.
Boom.
Don't ask for designs. I'm not the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that being said, this summer, also, you'll be able to go to the Cutlass brand booth that will be at every single show. And you can say what up to Jake, because he'll probably be there hanging out.
Yeah, I'll be hanging out at the merch booth a lot, just talking to people, saying hello.
Dude, maybe we just give the haircuts from the booth during the
show. Dude, we will figure out the logistics of it all. But before all that, let's plug anything you want to plug. Obviously, we have Ron Talley in the house, and that's just at Ron Talley.
Yeah, it's Ron underscore Talley.
Ron underscore Talley. Mm-hmm. T-A-L-L-E-Y.
Yes.
Ron. Obviously, you guys know how to spell Ron.
I hope so.
His barbershop, Electric Barbershop. That's just at Electric Barbershop, right? All one word, no underscores there.
That's it.
You have electricbarbershop.com if you guys are in the, I would say what? You say Riverside, like Inland Empire area?
Yeah. If you want to make an appointment or anything, you can always book online or call the barbershop.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Do that. And, you know, Uppercut Deluxe. That's just uppercutdeluxe.com. You can see him there too. They've got like a page for him. Mm-hmm. Learn more about Ron, learn more about the brand. Anything else you want to plug while we got you here?
Yeah, on Uppercut's website too. I mean, they got cutting videos and stuff just for barbers. You know what I mean? Like anybody that's struggling on anything, like there's more than just me, obviously, like Shane Nesbitt, you know, Mike Conti, John Roth. There's a bunch of barber ambassadors and lifestyle ambassadors, but we all have cutting videos on there too. So like if it's anything, skin fades, shaved in part. I know Shane has some coarse cut videos with like African American hair. I struggle with that, so I watch those, you know. Like there's good education on their website as well. So it's cool, man. It's really cool what they do for us.
I'm so stoked to have you on here as a barber. Yeah, I definitely wanted to get someone from my industry, and you know, they were the first person I thought of. Obviously, the only person I thought of. I'm so stoked, man. You came down.
I appreciate that, dude. Yeah, it's like I said before. It's definitely something that I never thought would happen. I didn't think I'd be here. Didn't think I'd be in Chile, or you know, last year I went to Canada and went to I'm drawing a blank here. Niagara Falls. There we go. Yeah, I got to check out Niagara Falls on somebody else's dime. Shout out to John Roth.
Just for being a barber.
Yeah,
dude.
Just for cutting hair, man.
And
it's,
for taking
pretty
pride
insane.
In what you do. I mean, you wouldn't be here on our show. You wouldn't be who you are. You wouldn't
be any
of this.
Yeah, it took a long
care.
Time, for sure.
Yeah, if you
for
didn't
sure.
work hard. So, you know.
So yeah, find something, you know, that you can be passionate about and that you, you know, take some pride in. And if you could find something like that, that you can make a living off of, you'll never work a day in your life.
That's
they
right.
Say.
As little or as big, too. It's not all about making $1 million. It's just about doing something you dig and taking pride in it. And, and your life will be great if you have just that.
Yeah. To me, it's, you know, it beats punching a time clock. That's absolutely. Just me, man. I cruise. I make my own schedule.
You can work as hard as you want.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, it's definitely a small business, too. So, yeah, I definitely have to put a little more into it. Yep. You know what I mean? But
it's yours.
To me, yeah, it's totally worth it. Hey, I lived in that barbershop for a solid month and a half. You know, it's home.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, thanks for coming.
I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You so much thank to Ron so much. Tally. Yeah. Everybody, make sure if you're listening, make sure you watch
did you
this
have
on
a
YouTube.
Bandcamp?
Oh,
Bandcamp?
Oh, yeah.
There
is the Bandcamp segment. Do you have one? I felt like Chili might have been your Bandcamp, but...
What, a story?
Yeah, just a particular story. Anything funny or weird?
We went to a strip club one night.
Okay, hold on one sec.
Oh, and this one time at band camp?
That's perfect. We went to the strip club one night.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, like I said, we were literally drinking, smoking all day long. Like everywhere we went, even before those classes and stuff. It was ridiculous. So anyways, we end up at a strip club with a local, this guy named Nico. Shout out to Nico. You're tight. It was weird in the very beginning because he's telling us all these stories. He said that he had lived in the States, but got caught trying to smuggle something in, stuff like that. Went back down to Chile, had a kid, ended up staying and stuff. And then he tells us, oh, yeah, I know this strip club. We get there. He's like, come on in. And sure enough, like the owner's son comes up. He's all, welcome to Chile. And like we go in. I'm just like, all right, this is cool.
Nice.
It was a Monday night. So like, you know, we had the B squad going, you know, and stuff. And it was me, my uppercut rep, and then a few barbers. I think like a total of 9 or 10 of us. But we sit down and no one's spending money, right? Chicks are getting up on stage, but nobody's spending money. And I'm just like, by this time, I'm just getting in my own head, obviously, right? I'm like sketched out. I'm like, oh man, I've seen too many TV shows about shit like this.
Another country.
Exactly, dude.
You're like,
And then they're going back and forth. They're talking. And I'm just like, this is weird. I'm like, no, I'm not doing anything. I'm straight. Like, you can keep everything to yourself. I'm good. I'm just kind of analyzing, seeing what's going down. And then it ended up being nothing. They ended up bringing out alcohol and stuff afterwards, and everything was cool. But that first 30 minutes when I was in my head, I was just like, this is all bad.
Yeah.
This is going south.
Yeah. We're never making it out of here.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, this is it. I've seen, that movie where they fucking, not Turista, what's that movie where they go to Europe and then just get tortured and killed?
Oh, like,
Hostel?
Yeah, dude, man.
Which I saw right before I went to Europe for my one in my life. Yeah, you got Hostel running through the brain.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it wasn't anything crazy. Nothing crazy happened. But I got in my head and it freaked me the fuck out for a minute.
I'm glad that's all it was.
Yeah, right? Yeah, luckily I haven't had anything too gnarly go down. Yeah.
More importantly, were the girls hot?
Yes.
Okay.
The girls at the strip club, like I said, it was the B squad.
Yeah.
Okay,
but,
that's true.
Yeah, there's beautiful women in Chile.
Oh, I bet.
For sure.
I bet.
Even the B's or A's
in
Chile.
But yeah, everybody in Chile were super dope people. The food was amazing.
Nice.
The people were amazing. Yeah, the fact that I got to go and get paid for it was amazing. You know, it's something I never thought I was going to do. I'd wake up every morning, you know, one morning I was walking along the beach smoking a joint with my buddy, and I'm just like, we're in fucking Chile right now, dog. Like, it's insane.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's awesome.
From cutting hair.
I'm glad that
from
you brought
cutting hair.
Yeah.
I'm glad we brought up the band camp. Yeah. You actually had one. Let's send it out, Teddy, for good.
Let's do it. All right. So thank you once again for stopping by. And yeah, find something you love and you want to take pride in. It's going to make you feel good.
Or take pride in whatever you're doing now, and you'll start to love that more. Yeah. That's also a thing.
Yep, yep. And come say what's up this summer on tour with the Dirty Heads and 311.
Yeah.
Cutler's brand will be there. Gossa Booth. Jake will be at the booth.
Cutting hair.
Come say hi.
Selling merch.
Feeling good.
Waving hello back to those who wave hi to me.
Taking pride in waving.
That's just reciprocation there.
Yeah, yep.
It's just all common right. Decency.
Yeah.
This summer.
Anything else?
And every summer. And each and every summer after that.
Just feeling good about it.
I feel good.
Taking pride in feeling good.
I feel the opposite of bad about this whole shit. I'm starting to feel bad about this.
Koi CBD.
I feel better again. Oh, I was going down a dark road. I'm starting to feel bad again. What else can bring me back up?
Try to feel good. Take pride in feeling good.
Good suggestion.
Yeah.
I do feel good.
Surf sound.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.